Tonight on the Worldview Report, excess deaths are soaring in Great Britain. And as one British news outlet is reporting, this time they cannot blame it on COVID-19. By now, everyone has seen the video of Memphis police beating up Tyree Nichols. But now we have the audio, and it's every bit as disturbing. A Dutch admiral spills the beans on NATO's plan for all-out war with Russia. Arizona's new Democrat governor lets it be known at a press conference that she will only allow favorable press coverage. Reporters that are seeking answers to tough but highly relevant questions that the public wants to know, well, they should make plans to cover something other than anything negative about the governor or her office. And Dr. Naomi Wolf, she weighs in on Pfizer, Moderna, and the United States government, all involved in what she says is genocide. All these stories and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brennan House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brennan House.
Good evening and welcome to the Worldview Report. I'm your host, Brennan House. As the death toll rises, a dark shadow has been cast over Britain. The expose reports that official data reveals that since April 2022, there have been 407,910 deaths, with 47,379 excess deaths against the 2015 to 2019 five-year average. The expose writes that, quote, as the investigation deepens, it has become increasingly clear that the COVID-19 vaccines are the most likely cause of the unprecedented loss of life in Britain. The evidence is damning, with a startling correlation between the rollout of the vaccines and the spike in deaths. We were told the vaccines would bring hope and healing in the midst of an alleged global pandemic, but now it seems that they have instead brought even more devastation and pain, end quote. The UK's Office for National Statistics has released weekly figures on deaths registered in England and Wales. The data reveals a troubling increase. In the week ending December 11th, there were 11,694 deaths, with 687 excess deaths against the 2016 to 2019 plus 2021 five-year average, and 999 excess deaths against the 2015 to 2019 five-year average. While COVID-19 is often blamed for such increases, this time, the numbers are telling a different story. Out of all deaths, only 326 were attributed to the alleged disease, a mere 2.8%. There are new reports on the beating of Tyree Nichols that led to his death. This was all done at the hands of rogue cops in Memphis, Tennessee. Audio reveals Nichols was given 712 commands by the officers, many of them conflicting and contradictory, so the Daily Mail reports. Nichols was told to show his hands, even when they were being held by police. He was ordered to get on the ground when he was already on the ground. He was instructed to move when he was being physically restrained. Four clips, three from body cameras, one from a surveillance camera attached to a pole, well, they have shocked America and angered America. At 8:20 p.m. on January 7th, 2023, Nichols, who was born in Sacramento, California, and moved to Memphis in February of 2020, was driving home from a suburban park where he had taken photos of the sunset. his last sunset. He was driving along East Range Road in southeastern Memphis when he encountered the police. One officer said he was cutting through traffic. Experts told the Daily Mail the footage is an example of, quote, contempt of cop, end quote, in which officers harm civilians for perceived disobedience, which is unwarranted. Jeffrey Alpert, a professor of criminology and criminal justice at the University of South Carolina, said, quote, it was far more rampant in the 80s when I started doing police work than it was in the 90s or 2000s. Even before body cams, cops were getting more professional and wouldn't make it personal, like it seemed to be in this case. This is just, it's so far out of the norm, end quote. Admiral Rob Bauer, the head of NATO's Strategic Council and an admiral in the Royal Netherlands Navy, gave an interview to a Portuguese TV station last week in which he gave strong clues as to where the war in Ukraine might be heading. Let's just say, if you've got sons and maybe even daughters, you don't want to send them off to fight and die in a centuries-old bitter ethnic feud in Eastern Europe. You may want to seek out alternative arrangements. This is something I've been warning about now for the last few years. A draft returning. And folks, there's already been a congressional hearing on this. A panel, a commission put together by Barack Obama and U.S. Senator McCain as Obama was going out the doors of the Oval Office. And as we predicted in 2018, their report that came out in 2020 recommended drafting America's daughters. They gave it to Congress. And I've been warning, it won't be just your sons next time. It'll likely be America's daughters. Take a look at what this senior NATO commander had to say about NATO's plans for war against Russia.
So, okay, let's unpack this. We're ready for a direct assault, a direct face-to-face with NATO, and we need to now transition to a wartime economy. What does that mean? Modeled on U.S. industrial policy framework like we had in World War II. What he says is, those civilian factories, you know, that you're relying on for your civilian stuff that you civilians need to live your life. What we're going to do is take those civilian factories and we're going to appropriate them for full-time, nonstop military production. Those are his words. Watch.
We are ready to a direct confrontation with Russia.
We are. I think what we have done after the war started was the battle groups along the eastern flank. We had four in the north, the three Baltic states and Poland, the enhanced forward presence battle groups. We have decided now, the leaders in Madrid have decided to create four more battle groups in Slovakia, Hungary, Romania and Bulgaria, and to basically strengthen those battle groups. Make them a little bit larger, give them a little bit more support in terms of fire support and give them better stocks for ammunition and other things. So I think that is an important message for the Russians, that our posture has changed, to show them that we are ready if they would have an idea to come to NATO. And that is the red line. If there is any red line, it is the Russians crossing the line of our territory in NATO.
I believe you said that we are ready to scale up, but that will require some focus. I believe it was your expression. What do you mean by that?
I said that with regard to industrial capacity,
okay.
the defense capacity. Because I think, so you're talking about stocks. You're talking about things that are there, not because you necessarily needed them, but once you need them badly.
So these are the people running the world. Like, these are the geniuses that are going to get us all killed. So this guy from the Netherlands is telling us that it's not enough to just have stocks of ammunition. No. And when you deplete it because, you know, you're provoking a war with Russia, you need regular production of armaments to continue this endless war. That's the goal of NATO. this.
Well, you heard him. NATO is ready for direct confrontation with Russia. And now we must transition to a wartime economy. All civilian factories must be converted to full-time military production. That means they expect this war to expand and go on for years. That also means all the stuff we rely on to live our civilian lives will soon be in short supply, if available at all, as civilian factories convert to making weapons of war. The recently installed Democrat governor of Arizona, Katie Hobbs, well, she threatened to limit the freedom of the press in a heated dialogue surrounding her stance on the death penalty. Hobbs threatened to use a boot on the press after a reporter asked for the governor's stance on the death penalty at a press conference on January 31st. Hobbs had just announced that due to an executive order she passed, along with the support of Attorney General Chris Mays, the state was pausing all executions until Arizona's capital punishment process is reviewed by an independent commissioner. Take a look at this exchange.
Governor, could you clarify what your position is on the death penalty?
I don't necessarily think that's relevant here. We just want to make sure that we're studying the practices.
So the people of Arizona probably have a legitimate question. They want to know where you stand personally on the death penalty. Can you tell us?
She said that she's not going to tell you.
I know she said that.
Okay. How many times do you want her to say the same thing over and over?
Don't make me use this boot.
She said that she's not going to tell you. One of her aides can be heard telling the reporter who dared ask her position on an important public policy issue like capital punishment. And if you insist on asking her, you will be removed. Such warnings, well, they are now delivered with a smile and a childish giggle in the once free state of Arizona. Can you imagine escaping an oppressive regime and finding freedom in the West, only to suddenly hear the same anthems of the oppressive regime you fled? In a video clip published by a Swedish resident and presented by the Rare Foundation, a sound can be heard that sounds suspiciously like the Islamic call to prayer, also called the azan. The azan was recorded on Sunday evening. However, it is not the first time such noise has been heard at the site in Sweden. Take a look. In Sweden, three mosques have received permission from authorities to use their loudspeakers to broadcast these so-called Islamic prayers. But in the vicinity of the Stockholm area, there is no issued permit for Muslim prayer calls. Despite this, residents of the area have repeatedly witnessed what appears to be the azan being imposed on non-Muslims. Apparently, the authorities are too afraid of the Muslim community to enforce the law. My goodness, where have you heard this before? We'll be right back after this break.
Welcome to the MyPillow 2.0 commercial. Miss Makeup.
Well, you look good.
And action.
You're sleeping even better. We've got the best pillow ever.
MyPillow 2.0! He's a great name for it, huh? Good. Cut. We got it.
Welcome to the set of the MyPillow 2.0, the most amazing pillow in history. That new technology is still the MyPillow's patented fill, and now we have new technology we didn't have back when I invented MyPillow that's going to help you sleep. It's absolutely amazing, and you're the first ones that can check it out. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code on your screen, and we brought back the buy one, get one free.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Welcome back. Before the mysterious epidemic of food processing plant fires hit the headlines throughout 2022, there was something Joe Biden said at a press conference in Brussels that appeared to be some kind of prediction. As we reported earlier this week, another massive fire at an egg farm in Connecticut marked the first food processing plant blaze of 2023. The news came as chicken and egg prices soared to historic highs, partly caused by avian flu and rampant inflation under Biden. Egg prices have jumped from $1.71 per dozen to an average of over $7 per dozen, and this has all happened in the last 18 months. The fire came amid a string of suspicious fires at food plants, which became almost an epidemic itself in 2022. According to Bloomberg data, quote, food plant fire, end quote, reports jumped the most in a decade last year. Tucker Carlson highlighted something Joe Biden said weeks before the food processing plant fires began, and he said it in a 2022 video. Watch this.
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. Last spring in March at a press conference in Brussels, Joe Biden explained that the sanctions he was imposing against Russia, while morally necessary, were also going to cause food shortages around the world, including here in the United States. It's going to be real, he said. Now, Biden said this in a very odd way. There was no hint or panic, emotions you'd expect from a leader predicting the deaths of human beings from starvation. None of that. Instead, there was pure nonchalant casualness. Biden could have been describing the weather or a trip to the dry cleaners. It's going to be real. Then, Biden continued, recounting a conversation he'd had with European allies, he told us all about it. When he met with the group, Biden said, they spoke about, quote, how we could increase and disseminate more rapidly food shortages. That's what Joe Biden said, verbatim. It's on tape. So here you have the president of the United States pledging to increase food shortages at a press conference. Now, that seemed like a newsworthy event, but not a single news organization in this country seemed to notice it happened, nor did the White House correct it. But others were watching, so within days, that clip wound up on social media, and Facebook flagged it immediately as, quote, false news. Now, strictly speaking, that's untrue. There's nothing false about the video. It was entirely real. No one can test that. But apparently, Facebook users were supposed to understand that Joe Biden is senile, and therefore he's not accountable for his own words. Taking Joe Biden literally qualifies as, quote, misinformation. Now, we'll leave that whole episode for you to assess. We can't know what Joe Biden was thinking, if anything, when he uttered those words in Brussels. We can only tell you what happened afterward. Strange disasters began to beset food processors all over the United States. In April, the next month, the headquarters of one of this country's largest organic food distributors was destroyed in a fire, cause unknown. The next month, in a single week actually, two separate private plane crashes took out two separate food processing centers. One plane hit a General Mills plant in Georgia. The other plane hit a food plant in Idaho. By the way, back in February, a boiler explosion obliterated a potato processing plant in Oregon, and so on. So even people who aren't given to connecting the dots, who don't think of themselves as conspiracy nuts, began to wonder, is there something here? But no one could tell. The Biden administration had no answers and no way to get to the answers because they had no data. And that's interesting because the Biden administration tracks a lot of things, the things that it cares about, the race and ethnicity and sex life, for example, of every person in America. Do we have enough trans-Pacific Islanders playing woodwinds in major symphonies? How about gay Southeast Asians and long-haul trucking? These are the questions that concern the bean counters in the Biden administration. And yet at the same time, that same administration keeps no real records about the infrastructure of our food supply. Apparently that has never occurred to them. So honestly, we can't really know one way or the other because we don't have a baseline whether something strange is going on with food suppliers. But some days you do wonder. On Saturday, an enormous commercial egg farm in central Connecticut burned to the ground for no obvious reason. Huge fire. At least 20 fire departments responded, fought the blaze for over 8 hours. More than 100,000 chickens died. Now, that's a sad story. But what's interesting is that most media companies did not consider it a story at all. Weird, considering egg prices have become an actual problem for most Americans. Egg prices are up more than 100% in many places. And yet, at that exact moment, when eggs are a concern, 100,000 chickens die in a freak fire, and the New York Times, which is right next door in a neighboring state, does not even cover the fire? What is that? Don't worry! Things like this have nothing to do with egg prices, say the media. It's just avian flu.
Did you catch that? Taking Joe Biden literally, taking him at his word, is now officially considered misinformation in America. If you do that, Facebook will flag your post and censor it. You cannot take the president of the United States at his word. Just think about that. Minnesota Democrat Governor Tim Walz signed a bill on January 31st granting a, quote, right, end quote, to unlimited abortion into law, putting the North Star State on par with a small handful of countries worldwide, including China and North Korea. The so-called Protect Reproductive Options, or PRO, this act, as it's called, asserts a woman's, quote, fundamental right, end quote, to, quote, continue the pregnancy and give birth or obtain an abortion and to make autonomous decisions about how to exercise this fundamental right, end quote. It declares that this, quote, right, end quote, is contained in the Minnesota Constitution's, quote, principles of individual liberty, personal privacy, and equality, end quote, and forbids localities from, quote, regulating an individual's ability to freely exercise the fundamental rights set forth in this section in a manner that is more restrictive than set forth in this section, end quote. The bill cleared both chambers of the state legislature without proposed Republican amendments to preserve some limits on abortion. And on Tuesday, it received Walz's signature at a ceremony joined by Planned Parenthood North Central States President Sarah Stoses. That's what Valley News Live reports. Quote, the message that we're sending to Minnesota today is very clear. Your rights are protected in this state. You have the right to make your own decisions about your health, your family, and your life, end quote. That's what Walz told the crowd assembled. Well, we wonder if Minnesota extends that right to make decisions about one's health to vaccinations, particularly the COVID vaccination that the state was mandating on various state workers only just a few months ago. Pro-life activists, well, they voiced outrage about the new law. Minnesota Citizens Concerned for Life, their co-executive director, Kathy Blazer, said, quote, let's be clear. The PRO Act, or PRO Act, would mean it's legal for any baby to be aborted for any reason and at any time up to birth. The absolute extremism of this bill would put Minnesota in the company of just a handful of countries worldwide, among them China and North Korea. Mothers and babies deserve a far more humane and compassionate approach, end quote. Well, now it's time for our nightly Worldview Report commentary. Bill Gates, long recognized as one of the world's most prolific pushers of vaccines, raised some eyebrows at a recent talk in Australia when he admitted there are, quote, problems, end quote, with the current COVID vaccines. Speaking at Australia's Lowy Institute as part of a talk entitled, quote, Preparing for Global Challenges, subtitled In Conversation with Bill Gates, end quote, the Microsoft founder made the following admission, quote, we also need to fix the three problems of vaccines. The current vaccines are not infection blocking. They're not broad. So when new variants come up, you lose protection, and they have very short duration, particularly in the people who matter, which are old people, end quote. Several analysts and commentators were critical of Gates, but not due to disagreement with the statements he made in Australia. Instead, they argued that he had previously heavily invested in mRNA vaccines at the same time he encouraged a global COVID vaccination campaign and supported mandatory vaccination. Speaking January 25th on The Hill's TV's Rising, co-host Brianna Joy Gray and Robbie Soev addressed the comments by Gates, pointing out that Gates' prior investments that contributed to the development of mRNA vaccine technology. Watch this.
Anyway, so antibodies, antivirals, we think we can also have very early in an epidemic, a thing you can inhale that will mean that you can't be infected, a blocker, an inhaled blocker. We also need to fix the three problems with vaccines. The current vaccines are not infection blocking. They're not broad, so when new variants come up, you lose protection. And they have very short duration, particularly in the people who matter, which are old people. And every one of those things is fixable. In fact, doing that work is going to help vaccinology very, very broadly.
So Abe went on to say that, quote, Bill Gates was a major proponent of mRNA technology. He was an investor in BioNTech, which developed the mRNA vaccine for Pfizer. We were just doing some digging, and we saw that he sold a lot of those shares at how much profit was that? End quote. Well, 10 times, replied Gray, meaning Gates sold the shares at 10 times the price he bought them for. Soev then blasted Gates, stating, quote, let's follow that trajectory. Gates invests heavily in BioNTech. mRNA vaccines are great. This is the future. He talks about the vaccine timeline and how we can develop it faster. Quote, we might have to cut some corners on safety, end quote. All in, sells it, makes a huge amount of money. But now it's, yeah, it's okay. It could be better, but we really need this breath spray, end quote. Bottom line, Bill Gates, I believe, and many, is a fraudster, a grifter. Nobody, I think, should ever take anything Bill Gates says seriously. As for any medical product he endorses, you should run the other way. Well, that does it for this edition of the Worldview Report. Thanks for tuning in and for supporting this viewer-supported broadcast. Here's how you can do it. Please go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code B66. Remember, the brand new MyPillow 2.0 is out. And I'm being told by the folks up there at the headquarters in Minnesota that the MyPillow 2.0 is flying out the door, thousands a day. It's new technology since Mike invented the original MyPillow. It's MyPillow 2.0. If you'd like to get one for yourself, and I have four on their way to me, if you'd like to get one for yourself, go to MyPillow.com. Please use that promo code B66. You get savings, we get credit. Remember, it takes a team of seven of us, about 15 man hours a day, to put this 30-minute show together. So if you appreciate that, help us by helping yourself. You get a great product like the MyPillow 2.0, and a generous portion of each purchase is donated back to us to keep this show going as a part of our general operating budget. So thank you. But remember, they got sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, mattresses, mattress toppers, robes, and so much more. Don't forget about the pet bed. Let's go to a wide shot. Our studio dog, Delta, our beautiful yellow lab. Look, there she is right there. Sound asleep on her MyPillow pet bed. You can get one for your pet. The dog goes with me everywhere. Had her 8 years. She's never spent a night away from me. Anyway, if you love your dog as much as I do and you take your dog with you everywhere, then you definitely want to make sure you have a MyPillow pet bed. She has several. MyPillow pet bed. Your dog will thank you. Make sure you use the promo code B66, all right? And then don't forget about WVWTVstore.com. We have a free freight February. That's right. Free freight February. No freight. You can go there and save hundreds of dollars that you were spending on shipping. We're going to give this a shot, see how it works. We're eating the cost of the shipping, folks. So, make your order right now. You can save hundreds on emergency freeze-dried food with a 25-year shelf life plus other emergency supplies at WVWTVstore.com. WVWTVstore.com. And now if you want to order over the phone, you can do that by calling 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357. 7. All right? And then finally, don't forget about our foundation, WVWFoundation.com. Our foundation exists to help people understand the times through the lens of a biblical worldview. You know, many people put their programs all behind a paywall, but not us. We have 6 or 7 networks that pick this show up. We say, fine, go right ahead. We don't charge them. All of our shows you can watch at WVWTV.com for free. But you know what? It's not free for me. I spend thousands of dollars a month in bandwidth bill for you to be able to go there and watch the shows. Then I have to pay for all the server space for all the shows to be loaded on these servers. And I'm talking about a lot of storage space. And it turns out to be thousands of dollars a month. But our foundation exists, well, to help people understand the times through the lens of a Christian worldview. So we push the programs out as a ministry of our foundation. Foundation also sponsors a Sunday night service that I've been teaching on Sunday nights since 2015. I literally open the Bible. We look at the issues of the day through the lens of the Bible, often through the lens of Bible prophecy. If you appreciate the work of my foundation, WVWFoundation.com, thank you for your contribution, WVWFoundation.com. You'll also find our mailing address there if you prefer to support us through the mail, and you can make a contribution over the phone by using that same number, 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357. Well, till next time, I'm Brandon House. Thank you so much for watching. May God save America. Take care.